I talk to a lot of folks who, on the internet, on social media, I'll post pictures and videos of these places, and they're like, "Where is this? Is this Colorado? Is this Utah?" And I said, "No, it's in Illinois." And they're like, "Well, Illinois is just cornfields or skyscrapers." I said, "Oh, you're in the wrong part of the state. You need to go to the most southernmost part of Illinois."
Hi everyone, I'm Katie Sheehan, host of Enjoy Illinois Let's Go. Today we're heading to one of my favorite parts of the state, Southern Illinois. This is a true hidden gem, a place where you can spend your morning exploring the stunning rock formations at Garden of the Gods, seeing the migrations at Snake Road, or chasing waterfalls through the Shawnee National Forest. And then when your legs are tired and your soul is full, you can point your car toward the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail because Illinois is making some truly exquisite wines. Great food, fantastic wine, epic outdoor adventures. Southern Illinois is the real deal. Let's go. He started hiking and biking to save his own life and ended up building one of Southern Illinois' most beloved outdoor adventure brands. Sean Gossman is the creator of Hiking with Sean, a YouTube channel, blog, and guided hiking service that has introduced hundreds of thousands of people to the beautiful forests, canyons, and hidden gems of Southern Illinois. Sean, welcome to Enjoy Illinois. Let's go.
Thank you for having me.
So Hiking with Sean turns 10 this year. That's amazing. How did it go from something you did in your spare time and on weekends into a full brand?
Well, when I first started it, it was just something to show family, friends where I'm hiking. I didn't think it was going to be, but a couple of subscribers. And what made me kind of take it more seriously was I started getting messages and emails from older folks who enjoyed the forest at a younger age, and they could no longer visit the forest because of mobility issues and age and whatnot. And they said, "I've brought them back memories."
Oh, that's
So
great.
that's when I just started taking it serious, full blown, and eventually, my mission changed to tourism because Southern Illinois needs it.
So I understand that hiking and biking is something that has truly transformed you. Can you take us back to where you were when you found the trails?
It was probably about 2011, 2012 when I got a bicycle, and I got it to improve my health. Before that, I was not in good health. I was alone. I was depressed. I wasn't going down a good road. And, I wanted to change it. And I bought a bicycle just to ride on the weekends and try to, lose a little bit of weight and kind of feel better about myself. And I fell in love with cycling. I fell in love with it to the point where I would do it every single day. I'd ride anywhere from 20 to 100 miles a day.
Whoa.
And I did it so much, I was starting to burn myself out of it and kind of going back to my old ways. And I ended up, finding a hiking trail, and I tried that. And then I fell in love with hiking, and it all kind of balanced it out. Since then, I make better health decisions. I quit smoking, I quit drinking, all because of this. I met my wife, who was a fan. She's
Oh.
a fan, and now we're happily married, and it saved my life.
Well, that is truly incredible. All right, I want to switch things up a bit and talk about some of your favorite hiking spots.
Okay.
For a listener who's never been to Southern Illinois, where do you send them first?
So first things first, I always send them to the places that get the most attention. Garden of the Gods Observation Trail. It's an easy eighth of a mile loop. You're going to see Camel Rock, which is featured on the back of U.S. quarters. All sorts of additional cool rock formations. Definitely check that out. Go check out Rim Rock. Go check out Cave-In Rock State Park if the river's not flooded. That's all kind of in the same area. After that, go check out Bellsmith Springs, Jackson Falls, Burden Falls, Little Grand Canyon. Get all the more popular ones out of the way. Sure, there'll be people there, but not a lot of people. And if you want to, you can go through the week or go a little earlier in the day to kind of beat the crowds.
Gotcha. Yeah, so Garden of the Gods, we have Garden of the Gods featured in a lot of our Enjoy Illinois tourism advertising. And so many times people will say, "That's in Illinois. Where is it?" Can you paint us a picture of Garden of the Gods? What does it feel like to actually be there?
And it's funny that you say that's in Illinois because, I talk to a lot of folks who, on the internet, on social media, I'll post pictures and videos of these places, and they're like, "Where is this? Is this Colorado? Is this Utah?" And I said, "No, it's in Illinois." And they're like, "Well, Illinois is just cornfields or skyscrapers." I said, "Oh, you're in the wrong part of the state. You need to go to the most southernmost part of Illinois." I said, and it's like mountains. It's like mini mountains. And that's what you kind of get the impression when you go to a place like Garden of the Gods. Behind me is one of the rock formations there. It's a golden circle, and it's an arch, and it was created by an ancient ocean and glacier effects. And it's all really mountainous. But we don't technically call it mountains because it's kind of, lower in elevation. But in reality, it is like a mountain. There's a lot of rock formations, a lot of woods, a lot of creeks, and just tons of nature.
Yes, lots of natural beauty. Okay, what about Snake Road? I don't know if I feel like natural beauty with Snake Road just because I think I'm scared of snakes. But for listeners who've never heard of it, it's quite a place, right?
Right. Yeah, Snake Road is unique because, based on my research, there is no other road in the world that closes twice every year so snakes can migrate across. Now, Illinois has a lot of snakes, and in southern Illinois, we have most of our venomous snake species. Snake Road is a place you can go to see almost every snake we have in southern Illinois. In a short amount of time, if you go anywhere else in the Shawnee in southern Illinois, it may take you years to see all the different types of species of snakes. But Snake Road is so special of a place that you can see most of our species in one day if you look hard enough, if you stay long enough. And in all honesty, if you're scared of snakes or you don't like them, it's a good place to go to kind of educate yourself and talk to folks who really care about those species, to kind of overcome that fear and learn more about how important they are.
Sounds like I need to pay a visit to Snake Road. All right. What about families with young kids or visitors with limited mobility? Is there something here for them too?
Oh, for sure. State parks are really some of the best places to go. Giant City State Park, gotta recommend that. Fern Cliff State Park. Here in Metropolis, we have Fort Massac State Park, which is Illinois' first state park. They all have easier trails and trails that are ADA approved, bike trails. Tunnel Hill State Trail is a good flat trail to go to. And in all these places, they have easy trails for families, easy trails for people with mobility issues, and they're free. They're easy to get to, and
Illinois Department of Natural Resources is a great source for more information on where you can go if you have young kids or if you have limited mobility and you're looking for some places to hike. All right, but where, if you have a serious hiker looking for a real physical challenge, where do you send them?
So for the serious hikers, I always recommend the wilderness areas. So we thank Garden of the Gods, we thank a Camel Rock. But that's just a little bit of the trail and a big, vast, thousands of acres of wilderness area. There's tons of trails out there. Lusk Creek Wilderness has a lot of great trails, for more serious hikers that like moderate to rugged hiking. The River to River Trail, that's our big long trail. People through hike it every year or section hike it. It starts at Elizabethtown, Illinois, and then goes all the way to Grand Tower, and it's about 160 miles long.
Little Grand Canyon, do you consider that a tough one?
Yeah, Little Grand Canyon is pretty tough. It's about, 2.5, 3 miles loop, but you got to hike down a waterfall cascade. get to the bottom, and then you got to hike up another waterfall cascade.
I did that one on a day that it was raining, and it was challenging. I didn't know if I was, a good judge of that though, if it was challenging.
Me and my wife did it during a heavy rainstorm. I don't recommend people do that, but we did, and it was beautiful, but it was, you had to pay a lot of attention.
Yeah, gotta watch your step for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, as the weather heats up, many travelers want to gravitate towards water. What are some of the best outdoor experiences in the region for people who like to go boating, paddling, fishing?
We have some just great lakes for kayaking, fishing, stand-up board paddling, swimming. For swimming, I always recommend Pounds Hollow. They have a really nice beach. Lake Glendale has a really good beach. Wren Lake is a really nice area for, swimming. They have all sorts of different beaches. As far as kayaking goes, some of my favorite places are Glen O' Jones Lake, Lake Glendale. That's right down the road from me. Horseshoe Lake in Alexander County is actually our one natural lake in this area. If you want to get to another natural lake, you got to go all the way up north to Lake Michigan. So it's a really good one. We have Crab Orchard Lake, Lake Kincaid, if you want to get faster boats on there.
And I understand that Jackson Falls is another destination that you love. What do you think makes that worth the trip?
Jackson Falls has something for everyone. It's a rock climbing mecca. If you're into rock climbing, it's one of the most famous rock climbing places, probably in America, definitely the Midwest. If you're into horseback riding, you can ride your horses there. I always see horseback riding folks. If you're into hiking, obviously there's a lot of trails. Waterfall galore. If it's rained, you're going to see a lot of waterfalls there.
Can you make the case for Southern Illinois from a value standpoint? I know the trails are free. That's a game changer for a lot of people.
Here in Southern Illinois, they kind of keep prices regional because when it's not tourism season, they kind of rely on us locals to, spend our money and keep them afloat. So you can go get groceries and gas and food, for reasonably accepted prices. It's not very expensive to eat out a couple times a week. We do it. We try to support, local restaurants. Lodging here isn't that expensive.
So, for listeners who want to explore Southern Illinois with you as their guide, what kind of tours do you offer and where can they find you?
So I offer a little bit of everything. I write free guides. And articles about Southern Illinois hiking here on hikingwithshawn.com. You can also hit my services button there if you want to find out information about me creating itineraries for you or even guiding you on hiking trips on the weekends. I do offer weekend paid guided hiking, and you can tell me where you want me to take you, or if you don't know, we can customize a hiking trip kind of based on your needs and your abilities and what you want to see.
What about people looking to spend multiple days in the area?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to do like camping, the wilderness areas, you can camp for free. You can park there and you can backpack in. We have a lot of great campgrounds in the state parks. Giant City State Park has a full campground for electrical and to primitive. Ferncliff State Park has a full campground for electrical primitive, and so does Fort Massac. Dixon Springs State Park has it. Lake Glendale has a beautiful campground, with the beach and mountain bike trails and hiking trails. There's all sorts of cabins and Airbnbs. Southern Illinois Vacation Rentals is a popular place you can rent various cabins, throughout Southern Illinois. And they have some unique ones. If you want to stay in A-frame houses, tree houses, dome homes, I mean, there's a lot of really unique. We stayed at a place that was built to look like a mushroom.
And the Hobbit houses. I love the Hobbit houses down there. All right. So I love a few restaurants that I always think about in Southern Illinois. Quattro's Pizza is hard to beat. 17th Street in Murfreesboro. Do you ever send your clients to any of those places?
Oh yeah, I send them there. I like eating there. Diver Down is one of my favorites, and it's in Golconda. I hope no one gets offended, but they are my favorite burger. We go to Diver Down so much that they don't even give us menus. They know what we want. The Iron Whisk in Cobden has really good breakfast, really good brunch. Giant City Lodge, has some of the best fried chicken around. I mean, there are a lot of places to choose from.
There are. I can attest to that, and you will not leave hungry because there's so much good food. All right, Sean, it's been so inspirational talking to you. I love your work. I love the content you're creating. Keep on doing it. You got to keep bringing people to Southern Illinois. This is awesome. We really appreciate you joining us today on Enjoy Illinois. Let's go.
I really appreciate y'all having me. I'll come back anytime.
Southern Illinois has a secret, and it's one worth raising a glass to. The region's Shawnee Hills is the state's first officially designated wine appellation, and it's becoming one of the Midwest's most exciting wine destinations. The tradition runs deep, too. Illinois ranked among the top wine-producing states in the nation before Prohibition put the brakes on things. Brandy Nance knows this story better than almost anyone. She's the marketing and event director at Blue Sky Vineyard in Maconda and the executive director of the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail. Brandy, we are so glad you're here today. Welcome to Enjoy Illinois. Let's go.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Now, there's a specific reason that this region produces great wine, right? What's going on below the surface there in Southern Illinois?
The climate here is really wonderful for growing grapes. It's not too hot, it's not too cold. It allows us to really take great care of our grapes with minimal sprays, we like to say. But we have some really wonderful loose soils and some rolling hills that are great for drainage. The soils are a little lower in fertility here, which is wonderful for grapes, maybe not so much for some other things, but for grapes, they really like a challenge. And the more they're challenged, the better it is. But I think the most special thing here is we have a longer growing season, which allows us to let that fruit hang on the vine and really develop some ripe, rich, fruity character, which you'll taste in all of our wines, red and whites.
All right, Brandy. So when people come in, will they expect to find their familiar favorites like Chardonnay or Merlot, or are the grapes completely different?
So the grapes here in the Shawnee Hills are actually different. We grow what's called American hybrid vines. Chardonnay and Cabernet Sauvignon, those are vinifera things that European varietals that you might be familiar with, but we grow something different here. Don't let that be, kind of a put off for you. If you come in and you know that you like Merlot, let us know that you like Merlot, and we may guide you towards Chambersin, which is something that's a little more similar to Merlot, but it grows well for us. So the grapes that we grow here in the Shawnee Hills are definitely different. Chambersin, Vignole, Traminette, Saval. But if you let us know what you like and what you enjoy, we can guide you to something similar and something unique.
Let's talk price. How much does it cost to do a wine tasting in the Shawnee Hills generally?
Yeah, so a trip here is actually really affordable. A lot of us have glass deposits that range from $3 to $5, but a wine tasting will range anywhere from $5 to $7. So, I mean, it's really affordable to come in and try a few favorite wines and really experience what the region has to offer.
It's a good value. And how much is a bottle of wine on average there?
So on average, I'd say you're probably looking anywhere from, say, $15 to $25, just depending on the wine style that you prefer.
So I'd like to take a look at some of the individual wineries. Let's start with Blue Sky Vineyard. It's a place I love to visit anytime I'm down in Southern Illinois. So tell us what guests should expect when they show up for a tasting, and is there anything to do besides drink wine?
Oh, absolutely. So I say always expect the unexpected when you're here in Southern Illinois. So, we talked about the rolling hills and the rural drives, which I think is part of the fun going along that 40-mile trail. But when you arrive at Blue Sky Vineyard, you come in through these wonderful stucco gates that are lined with trees. And as you top the hill, there's a Tuscan villa in the hills of Southern Illinois. So you really, it's so unexpected, but it's surrounded by 13 acres of grapevines, this large Tuscan villa with tiles on, the outside, a patio outside for you guys to enjoy, maybe a band on our bandstand. So it's really just incredible views, first of all. And then when you come in, you're greeted by our tasting room staff, and we have a nice list of 20 plus wines to fit every palate. So it's a lot of fun.
It feels like Italy when you're there, for sure.
It does.
And there's food there too.
Yes, so we have a wonderful menu. We have some appetizers. Our bread and oil is perhaps our most famous. It's something that we make here in-house, and people buy it by the bottle to take home. And if you visit, I definitely encourage you to try that. It pairs wonderfully with our wine. But we have a menu. We have two suites upstairs. We have a pavilion where we do events and anniversary parties, winemakers' dinners, and other things. So we really have a lot to do here at the winery. It could be a one-stop shop or just a part of your stay.
Yes, definitely. People should make a multi-day trip out of it for sure. So I know you talked about this a little bit earlier, but say I walk into your tasting room, I tell you I really love a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. Does this sort of info help you point me to which wines you think I might like?
Oh yes, absolutely. So we are very familiar with guests coming in and not knowing what Traminette is or Vignole. And so if you tell me that you like Sauvignon Blanc, we'll lead you towards some of our drier whites and say, I think if you really like those citrusy aromas, try our Vignole. It's really lush. It's very tropical. Try our Saval. It's really crisp. It's very clean. And it's got a lot of those minerally, lemony kind of flavors that you might enjoy. So we are very used to and welcoming and all of those things. We don't want guests to be intimidated. We want you to come in here, tell us what you like, and we'll find you something that is familiar to those flavors, but then again, different and unique to us.
And it's sure to be a fun time.
It is.
Who are your typical guests and visitors? Is it a lot of wine enthusiasts, or is it people coming in without much background in wine?
It's both. So what's really fun for us, as well as our tasting room team, is that we see people from all walks of life and all, different ages. So we have such a wide demographic, from families that come in to visit, to weekend travelers that are looking for a romantic getaway, to people that love to hike and then wine just a little bit, and kind of calm down after their trip. So we see, a lot of different people here, and some of them are really well versed in wine and travel for wine all of the time and come in and know what they want and know what, how to direct that conversation. And then we have a lot of novices that come in and just like, I don't know where to start. Please help.
Let's take a tour of the rest of the wine trail. Where do you send visitors after they go to Blue Sky?
So we love to send them to all of our partner wineries. We have 11 here, but some of our most unique ones, we have Wickman Vineyards, that is just down the road. It is our only female-owned or woman-owned winery. She actually is the daughter of Ted Wickman, one of the founders of the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail, as well as the author for the Shawnee Hills American viticultural area. So she has a lot of knowledge in growing grapes. And when you go there, you're going to receive a wine tasting from the winemaker herself. So it's just really a unique experience there. Then you can go, there's the east side and the west side. You can travel over to Alto Vineyards, who is also one of the founding members there. Sit outside on the patio, sip some of the wines that were, partly responsible for forming this trail in and of itself. And then another unique stop is Pomona Winery. People are familiar with grape wines, but if you go to Pomona, you feel like you're sitting in a treehouse, and all of their grapes are made from fruit other, or I'm sorry, all of their wines are made from fruit other than grapes. So it's really a unique experience. You've got apple wines, things made from black currants or kir or a strawberry port that's to die for. I definitely recommend it. So we have Honker Hill Winery, who is at the highest point in Williamson County. They have a really wonderful crowd there, gorgeous settings, and some really fine wines that you can enjoy. They have a lot of music there, so they're really known for their live music. Starview Vineyards is also just down the road. wonderful lakeside views. They have a really great menu as well as their wine slushies. People love those, but they have also a really lovely dry rosé, so they kind of fit the bill for everything there. You can go along to Owl Creek Vineyard, who also makes a lot of apple knocker hard ciders too. So he's got a new building and a lot of different experiences there. It's a little bit more of a folky vibe if you go into Owl Creek Vineyard. And so this is just kind of making your way along the trail. Like I said, there's three or four in any one day, but Feather Hills Vineyard and Winery, their vineyard location has been around for several years and it's a little bit smaller, but they also have a larger location that serves food. So it's a great stop for lunch. So you can sit down, enjoy the view, grab a bite, and enjoy one of their Saluki wines. On the other side of the trail, still on 127, we have Vanyaka Vineyard, who is a little bit more German themed. So really great views of what used to be an old orchard building that is now a vineyard view. So they have some fine wines there as well as some different craft beers. So again, some other options for people that don't necessarily drink wines. And then we have Hickory Ridge Vineyard, a very small vineyard that is known for making wines only from their estate. They do have a Cabernet Franc that people might be familiar with, and they have their Eclipse Norton Port that is very, very well known in the area, I'd say. And Kite Hill Vineyards, they're a smaller winery as well. Really wonderful wines. They have a smaller selection there, and a lot of times you'll meet with the owner or the winemaker there to go through your tasting. So each offers their own little experiences, and they're different wines too. So it's a lot of fun.
So wine is the anchor of the area, but what else do people like to do when they're in Shawnee Hills? Can you give people some ideas on what maybe they should put on their to-do list?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know that we have time to get them all through. There's so many, but we have Shawnee Bluff Canopy Tours. So if you're looking for something a little bit more adventurous, you can zip through the forest and see the Shawnee Hills from a new angle. We always like to say zip then sip here on the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail. There are a lot of hiking opportunities, so hiking, biking, horseback riding. So there's a lot of great opportunities for adventure. So you can kind of split up your tour to outside and wind down at night. There are wonderful boutique shops in the area. So a lot of mom and pop shops really make up the area here. So if you're looking for vintage finds or some unique eclectic items, we have a lot of really great shops that can do that. And I think probably one of the best things that I've found, and I do it often because I'm lucky to live very close, is hike at Giant City State Park with the kids. Visit Macanda Boardwalk. They have a lot of really wonderful stores there. We grab an ice cream from the Macanda Trading Post, and just kind of walk around and see the people. I think it's like the little hippie town in the Midwest. People love it.
There's so many hidden gems and must-see attractions. You did
Yes.
highlight some really good ones there.
There's so much to do and see here.
Do you think there's a best time of the year to visit Southern Illinois?
Not really. I love them all for different reasons. A lot of people love the fall. We have some gorgeous colors down here, so the scenery is really beautiful. And it kind of depends on what you're looking for. If you love to hike but you don't like the bugs, maybe winter and early spring are a really great time to come here and also to visit the wineries. It's a little less traveled, so it's not as busy. So you get to spend a little bit more personal time, with the winemaker or the person that's doing your tasting. Sometimes you get a tour of the winery. So those are really great times to visit as well. Right now in spring, the vineyard is coming to life. What looks like those dormant vines are now popping to life. So I think every season truly offers something special. And it just kind of depends on what you're looking for.
So let's say we're coming in for a long weekend. What would you say are the strong lodging options in the wine area?
So I think that we have, staying at a winery, I think is wonderful. Like I said, you can sit and just stay and play and wake up and enjoy the sunset over the vines. It's one of, the favorite sells here. But we also have Rocky Comfort Cabins nearby. So you've got some really unique opportunities. You can stay in a hobbit house and walk to the vineyard the next morning. So, I mean, who gets to say that?
Yeah, not many. Not many
No.
people. Yeah. And there's lots of little bed and breakfasts.
Yeah, we have some great cabins in the area. We have Macanda Inn, which is right downtown of the Macanda Boardwalk. In Cobden, there's a really wonderful place. It's called the Dome at Blueberry Hill. It literally is a glass dome that you can lay under and see the stars. So it's glamping at its finest. So you don't necessarily have to be a camper or stay in, in a full-blown cabin. So we have that. We have Shawnee Hills Hideaway, which is really great for groups to get together that, want to come in as a group, but also want to kind of stay a little bit private with their own room. So there's a lot of different options here for people to stay.
What about people who are traveling with kids or pets? Can they still visit a trip to a Southern Illinois winery?
Absolutely. Kids and pets are both welcome here at the winery, we just would love, pets need to be maintained on a leash. We like them to be, well behaved if they can come in, children as well. But no, we're definitely very fa family friendly here. We want you guys to come in and enjoy the experience. We're getting ready to have, I think, in June, the dog days of summer. So we'll have a lot of different events going on related, bring your pups. We want you to bring your pups and get your pup cups at the winery. So we're very friendly.
Yes, I have brought my dogs to your winery actually. They loved the beautiful green grass, nice and thick. They enjoyed themselves, enjoying the views too. No wine for them though.
Nope. Pup cups.
Pup cups, I didn't know about that. So that's great. Any advice on the best way to get around, especially for people who are planning a full day on the wine trail?
Yeah, so we have some really great shuttle options. And what's great about this is that they will actually pick you up at your cabin or your bed and breakfast. So you can have minivans from Shawnee Shuttle come to pick you up if you have a much smaller group, up to larger, shuttles that fit 16 to 20 people. So even if you have a larger group coming down, we have transportation services that can absolutely fit your needs. And so we always encourage those because we definitely want you to enjoy safely.
Brandy, my empty wine glass is here within reach, so I want to propose a toast to you and your awesome insights. Cheers.
I have a coffee mug, but who's to say
Oh,
what's in it? So cheers to you as well.
perfect. Cheers. Yes. Southern Illinois wine country is always on my list of places that I need to visit soon. And September is Illinois Wine Month. For anyone ready to plan a visit, head over to ShawneeWineTrail.com to get the full download. Thanks so much for joining us on Enjoy Illinois. Let's go, Brandy.
Thank you very much. Come and see us.
Thanks for listening to Enjoy Illinois, Let's Go, produced by the Illinois Office of Tourism. I'm your host, Katie Sheehan, and we hope to see you soon here in the land of Lincoln. You can find us on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and pretty much anywhere you like to listen. When you're ready to start exploring, head to enjoyillinois.com, your one-stop shop for trip inspiration, destination guides, and much more.